time now for your comments. There were emails strongly objecting to a question I asked of the Baltimore Sun's Erica Nidowski, who was covering the attempt to separate conjoined twins. I asked Erica if this was a case of an operation being successful, though the patients had died. My objective was to discern if some medical history had been made in this rare operation in that the patients were separated, dying later due to loss of blood. A more gifted interviewer would have asked the question with some elegance, or more likely would have resisted the attempt to find something positive in a very sad story about two brave young women. Thornton Kimes from Seattle, Washington, wrote after hearing my interview with retired Major General Bob Scales about the ongoing campaign in Iraq. In that conversation, Scales described continued fighting as thuggery. Kimes wrote, "You can put a spin on many things, but spin on bullets just makes the impact worse." And finally, last week's story on the world's oldest male stripper, Bernie Barker, brought joy to one of our listeners as she lifted weights that morning. Sheila DeRose from Crestwood, Illinois, says, "Thank you for giving us aging baby boomers something to look forward to other than deep vein thrombosis, enlarged prostates, hot flashes, and rising prescription drug costs." Send your comments to morning@npr.org or call the listener comment line at 202-842-5044. Please say where you live and how to pronounce your name.